You may have heard about or read about the Flossmoor couple that were on Shark Tank. Guess what? They're here with us in the studio right now. It's Keithan and Keyonte Hedrick. Welcome to WGN, you guys.
Thank you for having us.
All right, let's begin with what folks want to know. What goes on behind the scenes on Shark Tank? What's something that the viewers wouldn't know that goes on that only contestants and sharks would know about?
Yeah, we can't share too much of it, but I'll tell you, one of the things that most people don't know is that when you walk out in the tank, this is your first time meeting the shark. So a lot of people think that, you know, maybe you fraternize in the back, or, you know, they don't know, and they don't know about your company until you walk out there. Mm-hmm. So most people don't know. The first time that they're hearing about your company, first time they're hearing about you is when you step into the tank.
Keyonte, were you nervous?
Oh, absolutely. I was nervous. And the tank is actually huge. So when we first walked on the carpet, I was like, wow, this is bigger than I expected. But nervous, definitely.
You guys are from Flossmoor, and you grew up around here, didn't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah, yes. Born and raised in the south suburbs, Markham. We live in a sort of multitude of those different...
Homewood.
Homewood, right before that, and we live in Flossmoor currently.
You obviously were fans of Shark Tank, so it must have been surreal to be on it.
Absolutely.
How did it feel?
I mean, it's like a dream come true, right? Like I tell people, most businesses can't pay for that level of exposure, right? You're prime time on ABC on a Friday night, and you get an 8-minute commercial for your business. And I think each episode gets viewed around by about 4 million people, right? So you just couldn't afford that level of exposure, and it's surreal.
Let's get into your product, your company. We have a clip from ABC Shark Tank, and this is your pitch. Let's listen to a little bit of this.
Sharks, imagine this. Think back to when you were a kid. Think about your favorite celebrity or athlete that you always wanted to meet. Now imagine if you had the chance to actually meet that person. Maybe it's a movie star. Maybe it's a 5'5" comedic rock star. Who knows? But imagine if you had a chance to actually talk to that person. I'm not talking about an impersonal video where the celebrity really doesn't know who you are. I'm talking about the chance to really interact with that person. Sounds like a dream, right?
Well, at Candy, we're making dreams come true with one memorable meet and greet at a time.
Candy is a social network that allows fans to video chat with their favorite celebrities and influencers.
Keithan and Keyonte on Shark Tank. So your company... CANDI mm-hmm. stands for
Celebrities
what?
And Influencers.
Celebrities and Influencers.
Yes.
So that was the pitch that you made. Did you rehearse it at home a lot?
We had to practice. you asked, I was nervous, so definitely had to get those nerves and jitters out before.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You don't step into an opportunity like this and be unprepared. Mm-hmm.
So it's a web platform, and for a fee, it connects fans with celebrities and influencers for video chats.
Absolutely.
What else do we need to know to understand what this is all about?
I mean, it's that simple. So if you got a celebrity that you've always idolized, you've always wanted to meet, you can go to our site, www.meetcandy.com. You can find a celebrity you want to meet with. The cool part is we allow you to suggest the time that you would like to meet with them, and then our team coordinates with the celebrity to try to make that happen. The base time is 5 minutes, but you can purchase up to an hour.
Now, on Shark Tank, what happens after the cameras turn off? And the deal has to get done. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I mean, so if you get a deal, obviously, you know, the legal terms need to be negotiated, right? So, you know, when you're on the tank and you're in the tank negotiating, that's just the sort of high level terms. You still have to go through a due diligence period, negotiation period, things like that. If you get a deal, if you don't get a deal, you pack your stuff up and you get back on the plane.
I want to get into what happened to you and what's happened since you've been on Shark Tank and some more behind the scenes stories. It's the couple from Flossmoor, Keithan and Keyonte Hedrick, and we'll have more right after a quick break. We're talking with the Flossmoor couple that made it to Shark Tank, Keithan and Keyonte Hedrick. Did you guys audition? How did you get on the show?
No, so you get on Shark Tank one of two ways. You can audition, and for us, a producer actually reached out to us to get on the show.
Lucky you.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. You see some of the clips and things of the auditions, and it's pretty brutal. So we're excited.
Let's listen to a little bit of your conversation with Mark Cuban the night you were on Shark Tank.
If you're doing $100,000 and you're making netting $25,000, right? and you're working from home, that's not a bad business, but that's a different question than whether or not it's an investable business.
And
if I can interject, I think it is, right? I heard you say before, Mr. Wonderful, you're looking for a great business model that you can pour gasoline on. If you look at what we've been able to do with no experience in the industry, no relationships, no ties, you pour a little gasoline on that, you're going to have a huge
problem. Yeah, but you asked for a lot of gasoline.
Now, what were the expectations of getting a deal before you went on the show, guys?
Yeah, absolutely. We thought going in that if we could get a deal with either Kevin Hart, who was on our episode, or Mark Cuban, we thought we would be, you know, greatly positioned, considering Mark Cuban is obviously an NBA team owner and is super connected, and Kevin Hart obviously is an A-lister. So those were the goals going in.
What happened?
Yeah, I think so. The rules of Shark Tank are that you have to get at least the amount of money that you asked for. And so our only critique was that we had asked for too much money. We asked for $500,000 for 15%. Now, they can adjust your valuation, right? So they can say, no, I'll give you $500,000 for 60% or 70%. But you have to at least get $500,000. And so what they didn't air, obviously, we pitched for 45 minutes. They dwindled that down to about an 8-minute episode, is that Mark Cuban and Lori Grenier basically told us, but for the fact that the rules of the show, we could have got a deal done at a smaller amount, but we can't offer you less than what you asked for.
And Keontae, what was your reaction when you got the verdict?
Well, I was shocked, of course, but I was okay with it because they had a good explanation for why, and I accepted that, and I knew like our business would still do well after this airing of the show.
How well has it done since you've been on Shark Tank?
It's been amazing. We've had almost like double our sales, so it's been amazing.
Yeah, I would double our sales like the day after the show.
Yeah.
We probably doubled what we did the last like 3 or 4 months before that. It's been, the traffic has been the highest we've had since we've been, existed. I mean, it is, the Shark Tank effect is real. Mm-hmm. Getting on the show is amazing.
And did you think ahead of time that win or lose, that was going to happen? Because there are those famous stories, for example, the creators of a product then known as DoorBot didn't strike a deal on Shark Tank, and that company ended up being bought by Amazon for about $1 billion. It's now known as Ring.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So we did. I mean, we did anticipate that, you know, we knew what it could do if you didn't get a deal. And you have to prepare for that, you know, in terms of getting your website ready, make sure it doesn't crash. Like all those different things you got to get prepared for.
It was a win-win.
Were you both law school students?
So I attended law school at Chicago Kent, actually, in 2018 to 2019. And I left to when we started our business, InstaSpeakers. So I did that full time. And yeah, Keithan.
And I graduated from University of Illinois College of Law. And I've been practicing mergers and acquisitions here in Chicago for the past 6 years.
Well, it sounds to me like you two had the entrepreneur mindset and business acumen going way back.
Yeah, we've been doing this for a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. We had it in our blood. I would say I had it in my blood. My mom's an entrepreneur as well as my grandmother and uncle and aunt. So.
All right, that explains it. My dad was a furrier. That's my problem. So what is the goal now?
Yeah, so for us, within the next 5 years or so, we would love to either be a public company or to be having a successful exit with someone else in the, you know, in our vertical, right? And so for us, it's really about making sure that everybody in the world can meet somebody they idolize. I think as fans, as consumers, we really grow and we build our favorite talent. And I think it's awesome that everybody should have opportunity to connect with them.
No, I was just going to say, so go ahead with your pitch right here for some new customers.
Yeah, absolutely.
Explain how it works.
Yeah, exactly. So if you want to meet with your favorite celebrity influencer, visit meetcandy.com, meetcandi.com. You can browse our list of celebrities in different categories. We have Hall of Fame athletes, Grammy Award winning artists, actors, some people from your biggest TV shows. It's simple. You choose the profile of a celebrity you want to meet, select the time you want to meet with them, and then we'll coordinate to make it happen.
How did you get the idea for this?
Wow. So we actually saw some reaction videos from Cameo late in 2019, and we thought, well, the next iteration to that is to actually be able to meet with a celebrity via a video chat.
Now, you realize that your story, you're on the radio, you've been in the paper now, you've been on television, you're an inspiration, aren't you?
We like to think so, and we like to hope that people can see us and see themselves in us.
Yeah, I mean, the same thing here. I mean, we literally—I can't underscore. We were sitting on our couch one day, and the next day, we were, you know, creating friendships and relationships with celebrities. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if we're any motivation for anybody, you can do any. It's so cliche. I hate saying it, but you really can do anything you put your mind to. We didn't have any connections to Hollywood, and now we have a platform with over 350 celebrities.
I'll tell you what separates folks like you from dopes like me is that you get an idea that's good, but then also you figure out how to get it into product. Mm-hmm. A lot of people have ideas and it stops there. I think the hard part is what you did. What's the secret?
Well, it's really believing in yourself and believing in that product, and the resources are out there for all of us to, you know, attain. And I think people don't realize that you can use Google to your advantage and find the resources that you need to be able to accomplish whatever goal you have.
Yeah, I would say you got to do the work. And, you know, we did a lot of work, and actually we've condensed that. I've put together an ebook on www.keithandhedrick.com where I'm teaching businesses how to take an idea and make it a successful company, or how to create the perfect business idea for you, because we understand that it is a lot of work trying to start a new business, especially in an industry you don't have any connections to. And so we've tried to dwindle that down into an easy self-help guide that any potential or budding entrepreneur wants to use to get their business started.
You two are very confident, aren't you? You have a lot of other ideas in the pipeline?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Definitely for Candy. Like, well, I want Candy to be the hub for virtual experiences for celebrities all around.
So we're going from not just meet and greets, but also it'll be live events, you know, sort of live. The long-term goal is to have it where every major sporting network, after their game, you'll be able to meet with, you know, the top players from the game and have a couple meet and greets with them.
Great idea. Dave, what do you think?
I think that's
going to happen.
That's an awesome idea.
And again, it's Candy, C-A-N-D-I, which stands for?
Celebrities and Influencers.
Keithan and Keante Hendrick from Flossmore, just promise me one thing. When you two are like number one on the cover of Forbes, richest people in the world, and we ask you for an interview, don't turn us down.
Let's do it. I love it here. I mean, with a view like this, I mean, we're dying to come back.
Continued success to you and congratulations.
Thank you so much.